As we welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris show, we have Lawyer Up and Lisa Lanier on the line to go inside several legal cases today. I just saw this yesterday. 2,000 people were surveyed. What have you spent more money on during the pandemic? What have you spent less money on during the pandemic? And the number one item was coffee. 45% say our coffee spending is gone.
Pre-made coffee, Starbucks type coffee.
Mm-hmm, yes.
I believe it.
Yeah, I do too.
People. For a short time, Kelly, you were in there.
I was a coffee man, but I only like it with butter.
Yes.
It'll never get.
Lisa.
I would love to see the faces of like a barista when you go pull up to the drive-thru. Yeah, give me a coffee regular with half a stick of butter.
You're Chris Farley, but with butter, with coffee.
Oh, my God, you're right.
He put it on his steak on every bite.
Every bite.
Oh, my
and
God.
And you put it in every sip of coffee.
Every sip.
You're right. I hadn't thought of the parallels.
I mean, that's what he did.
Chris Farley, I've mentioned this story on the air before. Rob Lowe went to dinner with him, and they had steak, and he put a pat of butter on every bite of steak. And Rob Lowe said, "Chris, Jesus Christ, something's got to give." And Farley said, "No,
I gotta be me."
And I've always criticized him for that, and yet I'm putting half a stick of butter in every cup of coffee I have.
But you gave that up.
I did.
What did you do that 2-3 weeks?
About a month, and that was for health reasons.
And I was right in the end. You were just adding butter to coffee.
Correct. When all was said and done, I really was just adding butter to coffee.
Well, it was the butter in the donuts he was eating later in the day. That
was the problem.
Put him over the top.
My goodness. Lisa, do you like your coffee with butter or margarine? How do you take it?
How do you take it?
I like a little cream and sugar. A little cream and sugar.
Oh, I mean, essentially, that's butter.
That's right. That's really strange, Lisa.
Exactly.
Yeah. You ought to come over. Yeah. That's Chris. You ought to come over to the butter. We're butter coffee people. Here's what else went up, by the way. Lisa, you tell us, Lisa. 2,000 people were surveyed here, and you spent a lot of time at home during the pandemic. Coffee, people spent more on. Streaming subscriptions, these are the things people, their spending went way up on.
Without doubt.
Package delivery and shipping costs, of course. Technology.
Yeah.
What technology? Does that mean
getting new devices?
Yeah, a new phone.
New devices.
New streaming devices. Yeah. And new TVs.
And cellular data. And I bet the devices.
I'm surprised. Where's booze on the list? I'm pretty sure that was up there in my.
Very interesting. Alcohol was one of the things people spent way less money on. But I heard conflicting reports on that. Early on, I heard we were drinking a lot more. But they say that 21% less money spent on alcohol.
People get bored drinking alone.
Okay.
By themselves.
Well, you can speak
sometimes.
To that.
And Lisa, and you know, Lisa and I kind of like to move in the same dining circles. I mean, you can get the same bottle of wine that you get at a restaurant for a whole lot less.
Cheaper.
Half.
At a retail store.
You really need to be watching this show, not listening to it, for Biggie's reaction to what you just said. Lisa and I dine in the same circle.
But I don't think our consumption didn't go
eating
down.
Eating at the lawyer's lounge.
Ooh, I have two forks.
Yes, but he's making a good point. You can buy it for a while.
We drank more wine. We just didn't buy it at restaurant prices.
That's right. $8 a glass versus whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's right. Okay. Oh, and the other things we spent less on. Clothing. I know I spent less on clothing.
Believe me.
Clothing spent on... Yeah. clothing involves sweats and T-shirts and sweatshirts.
You did buy that copper stuff that Brett Favre sells.
My sleeves.
And Jerry Rice.
Around my knees and my elbows. I had to. Eventually, pickleball was just wearing me down. Yeah. So I had to do that. Yeah. Pickleball spending was up last year.
I'm sure.
In our house, at least. Entertainment, transportation, and cosmetics all way down. Makes perfect sense.
Makes sense.
It's still hurting. Still not making money on those.
I think that's exactly right. Now, Lisa's here, though, not to talk about those kinds of trends, but to go inside the numbers on some legal cases. We mentioned this yesterday, and I think this young lady is getting a raw deal here. Her name is Emily Rose Grover. Now, she did something wrong. She's a teenager, 17 years old, when she and her mother, Laura Carroll, and the mom was 50, they conspired together to cheat and get her to be the homecoming queen at her school. And the way they did this was the mom, Laura Carroll, is an assistant principal at Bellevue Elementary, which is in the same county, the same school system. So they were able to get into the computer and make it look like her daughter, Emily Grover, age 17, was the homecoming queen.
Mm.
Well, she didn't win. Or she did win, but they discovered that she had cheated.
Like 246 votes came from...
Yep.
She had gone through and hacked the accounts of 246 kids.
It was bogus. And so they figured it out. The daughter was expelled from school. And now, Here we are some months later. She's turned 18, and they're charging her as an adult. So instead of misdemeanor charges for the young girl, the teenager, she gets felony charges. The maximum is 16 years in prison. Now, nobody thinks she's going to do that, either
one
of them.
Simply because she's aged.
But now because she's aged, I don't think that's right, Lisa. And in fact, I think for the daughter, this should have been a slap on the wrist. The mom should have gotten, you know, fired and more. We had a call yesterday saying this girl will have a hard time getting into college now. And I just don't think it's...
With an expulsion and an arrest.
That's right. And I just think it's a much ado about not too much. Now, I think she should have been punished, but it's too much punishment here, Lisa. What
Almost
do you
Shakespearean. Much ado about not so much.
Well, let me say something.
He was going to go
we
that way.
We work in the
right?
same dramatic circles.
I did.
Much ado about too much.
It's Bill Shakespeare to me.
To be
friends.
Or something else.
Maybe you could be.
Listen. I almost said much ado about nothing, but it's not nothing.
Right.
It's not nothing.
It's just not nothing.
It's a little
so
something.
Much.
It's just a little something. What do you think, Lisa? I don't think she should be charged as an adult. Your thoughts?
Well, I mean, she could have been charged as an adult even when this first came about, because you can anybody 16 or over can be charged as an adult in Florida. But the reason that she's being charged with these serious felonies is really because it's a pretty serious crime to hack into the school's computer system, and it turned out that this wasn't the first time they've done this. Emily went around school boasting all through high school about how she'd used her mom's credentials to log in and look at people's grades and their SAT scores and things like that. So this wasn't the first time it happened, but they were caught, you know, like you said, 246 votes for her came from the same IP address, which was their home computer's IP address. So, you know, they committed a pretty serious crime. They actually hacked into each individual student's account in order to cast the vote on behalf of those 246 students. And they were able to access all of those students' information. And this kid, you know, is seeing her peers' private information. So she was charged with these one of them's a kind of an unusual crime. You don't see this charge too often. It's called unlawful use of a two-way communication device. The other is an identity information fraud charge, which is like an identity theft. And so these are very, very serious charges. What I think will happen is I think that they will actually end up maybe accepting a plea to something lesser. I don't think she'll do the 16 years that she faces, just like you saw with the college scandal, the you know admission scandal that we saw these wealthy people and celebrities paying for their kids to get into these Ivy League schools. None of those people did a significant amount of prison time, but they do. You know, they did face those charges, and they made somewhat of an example of them, but none of them did anything like this kind of time. It'll be something like that.
So that's much ado about a little more than I thought.
Yeah.
It seems.
little more.
Yeah, yeah, there's more reporting there in Lisa's report. And I didn't know the girl, the young lady, the student, had fingers on the computer. I thought it was all her mom.
Dave, girls will be girls. They're young.
You heard her talking all through her high school career. I know about you.
Yeah.
You failed Spanish.
I know about you and you.
You're getting a D in algebra.
You got a 900 on your PSAT.
Like Emily Rose.
Oh, man.
Do we know, Lisa, how this case
arose by any other name?
I heard that. I know that.
That's your boy Bill.
Do you think the case broke? Let's say the four of us in this room and Lisa, you know, we're high school students, we're seniors, we're voting for homecoming queen, and we go to our account to vote and someone's already voted. Is that how it was discovered?
Good question.
No, they actually, the computer system set off red flags because apparently it notifies the, you know, the IT people of these kinds of logins, and it was suspicious. And so some alarm bells went off just internally from the IT system. And, you know, you think, there is a girl who was supposed to be the homecoming queen who by, you know, actual voting and her peers and her and who didn't get to be. And I mean, you know, there's not that that's the end of the world, but I mean, that's a big deal if that's your kid who, you know, came in second and really should have been first.
Some people work very, very, very hard.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Oh, election.
Oh, man. Emily Rose, I stood up for you.
You sure did.
Emily.
See what
too.
Happens when you stand up for kids?
Exactly. I'm not going to do that anymore.
Yeah, she's an adult charger.
I don't know now, Dave. Let's not go too far on her.
Lisa said she could have been 17 and charged as an adult.
I know, but the mom.
Yeah.
To me, the mom drove the boat.
I think they're both crooked.
Thank you, Lisa, as always, for keeping it above board. We appreciate the legal.
She does bring a touch of class.
Always. Always. That's right. She's got legal expertise. And if you need it, you can go to LanierLawGroup.com or HireAHeavyweight.com. Lisa, always great to talk to you. We certainly appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye.
There she goes.
Lisa Lanier.